ding, ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. Hello, ladies, and welcome. And gentlemen, welcome to Ding the Bell. I'm Ding.
I'm the Bell.
I just stole the Bell's phone because she was being ADD and taking her own pictures.
Oh, love it.
Welcome to Ding the Bell. I'm Ding.
I'm the Bell. I think I'm a very good photographer.
We have two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track. And, ooh.
Oh,
Pinoy boy just, huh?
Still my nose sound?
Beep, not beep, yet. Beep, beep. The guess what? Pinoy boy send us a question, a topic. Do you want to do what we talk about? Or do you want to do this topic?
Let's use the Pinoy voice. Hello, can I? Am I here?
Are you here? Okay, so let's. I know a Pinoy boy just sent in a message for us. So the show topic request was spring summer wardrobe versus fall and winter wardrobe.
Huh? I don't understand the question. I don't understand the question.
Yeah, okay, let me interpret. Spring and summer clothing versus fall and winter clothing. How do you compare this? Okay, that's a good topic. Pinoy boy is always very good.
Pinoy boy is so smart.
I know. I want to see them. I hope that.
Are they coming for the Las Vegas?
I am hoping that they would go.
Oh,
if they go, it'll be so much more fun.
Oh my gosh! If they come in, I'm coming.
Yes, I hope so. Did you guys? You probably heard from the last couple of weeks that we talked about that once or twice.
Pride
48 is going to be this time not happening in June, but happening in September. But it's going to be in Las Vegas.
Can we share the room?
I know that's. It would be nice. Because then we save money on the hotel room,
right? Oh, yeah. And then, like, you're gay, so I don't have to worry about it.
Right. If you're not going, then I have to find somebody to share the room with.
Hopefully, you're not going to do anything.
What do you mean do anything? Ghost?
No. With other guy, right?
Oh, no. Of course not. It depends on who. It depends on who. So, if it's Prince Harry,
Girl.
Okay. So anyway, let's get on to the topic this week. Sponsored by the green tea that we ran out. No, it's actually provided by Pinoy Boy.
And yes.
So let's talk about that. Do you like clothings from spring, summer clothing or fall, winter clothing?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the winter or the fall clothing.
Why?
Because I can dress cuter. Like, you know, winter, we can wear more jacket and like scarf.
Do you like that more, like, or do you like some?
Yeah, I like it. Is it more coat or something like that? I can cover my body too, first of all.
I think when I'm fat, I like fall and winter clothing. And if I've lost weight, then I like the spring, summer clothing.
And I love boots, so I can wear boots. You know, like I can look more feminine with winter and fall and winter clothes.
Is it because fall and winter clothing can cover more of your meat?
That's true.
That's why I like fall clothing.
Yeah, that could be. And then like I said, I can make myself more feminine. Now, spring, summer clothing, you have to explore more. Like meat will hanging. And very limited. If you don't have the body, you're very limited.
I see.
So I don't like that. This season sucks.
I think I also like fall clothing more because I feel like fall, you get to be more playful. You get to dress up a little bit more.
Yeah. And you can cover too, right?
Actually. Well, summer clothing. So let's talk about this season. Do you follow any fashion? Like, I mean,
do you think I am following?
No.
I don't follow fashion because
I just wear whatever you like.
Because I don't have the body to follow.
I don't have the body to follow.
But you
bitch. No.
You're skinny. You size small. S for small. S for small. S for small. I just spit it.
What?
I spit it.
You spit
for small.
You spit in my microphone.
As for small.
Okay, so no, let's go off topic a little bit. Do you like, what is your ideal size? Or can you not tell? Can you tell, like, what is the ideal size?
Like a Hollywood Cameron Diaz?
No, no, I mean like clothing size. Girls don't tell what size they wear.
Well, I don't know, but like how, what is a Cameron Diaz size? I want to
How do I know? I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe two? One or two?
One or two?
I don't know. She's so slender, skinny.
Can you please explain women's clothing number?
0 to 16, 17, 18 could be 24 that large.
Oh, that's yeah. Like a double, triple XL.
Like skinny girl probably wears jean size.
I've heard people wear 0.
Two. Yeah, 0 to...
Is that true? Does that mean they're dead?
Skinny. Oh. Like petite. Probably Princess Catherine wear probably 0.
So what if you're tall and skinny and small and big? Is it still the same size?
I think petite is a little smaller.
Oh, I remember. Remember when I helped you buy dresses for the bridesmaid?
Yeah.
There's like a, for Ayano.
Petite.
She has to be small, like shorter one.
Yeah, because like a length is a little shorter too. Like a pants, like a petite is a little shorter. So I can fit in petite pants because like it's a little shorter. I don't have a long leg.
Oh, I see, I see.
Yeah. That means I am losing a little bit. Mm-hmm.
You're losing your height a little bit.
No, I'm losing my size, so that's why I can fit in.
Can you tell people how much, like, do girls tell people how many, like, I tell people I wear a small or a medium. Do girls tell people what size they wear? Or is it like a, like an age or a weight that you don't tell anyone?
Probably not tell anyone. Do you, I don't think you, people feel comfortable telling your size, right? Telling size is kind of like telling your weight.
I see. So can I tell how much you weigh?
Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. So okay, let's talk about the differences between what is it about the winter summer clothing that you don't like?
I already told you.
What, covering meat?
Yes.
I know, go specific more. Like
I like more like I don't know. I mean, well, just season-wise, I'm my favorite season is fall and winter.
Yeah.
I don't like spring.
But I do love a good jacket.
Yeah,
you know, I
too.
Love buying
a
jacket that fits so well, you know?
I like classic look.
I don't.
I do.
So what is classic look to you?
Like more like a professional look, like a jacket. Because I grew up by seeing my mom. She always dressed nice.
Are you talking about like suit jacket or?
Like suit jacket. Like a really, like something that Japanese wear. Like a really nice...
Or like a peacoat. Like a...
Peacoat.
Or a
like,
trench coat.
Yeah, trench peacoat. Ish.
Okay, so what color?
I like tan color.
Tan?
Khaki.
So lighter color.
Yeah, but my James said black is my color.
Is he trying to tell you that you're fat?
No, I mean really, when I wear like a brighter color, it's not my color. I'm really good with kind of like
dark navy blue, black.
Yeah, or like orange.
Uh-huh.
Like red.
Yeah, it's too bright.
But red has to be a little darker red, not bright red.
I see.
Pink has to be a little, like, a kind of darker pink because of my skin tone.
So what kind of coat do you like? What type? When you try it on
I really like kind of like a V here on the top, uh-huh. around the neck, and then like a skinny waist, maybe a belt. And it comes, I like A-line coat.
I see. Do you find it easy to find?
Right now,
jackets?
No. Right now, no.
Well, of course, right now, no. Right now, it's
no.
Spring.
I'm talking about size.
Oh, okay.
I am not happy my weight.
I thought in the Midwest is easier to find. There are more fat people here, isn't it?
That's why it's. I don't like it. I want
to. Oh, so you will. You can find it. You just don't like what it looks.
Exactly. I want to fit into Japanese code. They have such a cute coat. Every time I go back to Japan, I want to buy
agree.
It. I want to buy it, and then it doesn't. I can wear it, but it's not comfortably fitting to me.
Yeah.
I'm like maybe, I don't know, maybe 20 pounds there.
That much?
I don't know, maybe 10 pounds. 10 kilo.
10 kilo is a lot of weight.
I know, 5 kilo. I don't know. It's okay. I'll get there. Don't worry about it. By this winter, I'm there. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes.
This winter?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So
I'm not trying to pressure myself because slowly, I kind of learn losing weight is... your own, like, kind of like you have to discipline yourself.
Yeah.
You're fighting with yourself. Because
right.
a lot
it's like
of,
allergies.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, like, every day you're the only, you know, person, yourself, to make yourself
Wow.
To become successful. You're the one.
Yeah, self-control.
Exactly. Nobody can.
It's hard, though, isn't it?
It is so hard. And then, like, I get distracted, discouraged by people, and I...
By people? Was it me?
I mean, some people, you know...
Is it me?
Some people. So, you know...
You can tell me it's me.
Sometimes.
Okay, I want to hear about that. I like to push you. I like to push you.
Sometimes it's not helping. So, yeah. What are you doing?
I'm making my skinny. No, I'm making an exercise to make my face skinny.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm going to teach you here in a moment.
Okay.
So, but you go on. Tell me about your weight. Not like that. I'll show you in a moment. Yeah. So, go on.
So, anyway, yeah, that's okay. I think the self-discipline, kind of like you're learning martial art. So, you just have to get there. You just have to be comfortable. Trust what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And then just you just have to do it.
So
I learned to not talk about it too much.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. The more you talk about it, the worse. Yeah, every time I talk about my diet or I've even like after I've lost weight, if I talk about it, I'll gain back.
I know why.
I think it's the fact that you kind of declare to the whole world that you've achieved your goal and now you're more relaxed. And so you go back to your old habit.
I also, every time whenever people told me, you lost weight, you look good, I didn't want anybody to tell me because that time I'm going back.
Oh, you get comfortable. Then yeah. You're like, oh, now I look good. Now I can eat a little bit more. I always do
so
that.
Don't tell me anything until you see me.
You're fat. That's why in
winter.
That's why I want to tell you what my weight is.
No, don't tell me. No, don't tell me that I look fat.
No, I won't tell you that you look fat. I'll tell you what my weight is.
But you have to tell me if I look fat. You know what I mean? You have to be honest.
Yes, yes.
But you know what? Don't tell me anything like until...
This is the typical the bell.
Yeah, just...
Don't tell me, but tell me, okay? Yeah.
Don't tell me anything until when I'm ready to say it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I will probably say, hey, I weighed this. I achieved so much.
Are you sucking in right now?
Because you look at me right now. That's
Are you sucking in?
I am so fucking serious.
But sometimes I can't. Look, this part you can't suck in. Look, you feel the meat?
It's the skin.
I know, but I want that
Moving
skin
on
gone.
Subject.
Okay, now let's talk about fashion. What do you, what are you looking forward into wearing in this coming spring and summer?
Not really. I'm not there yet.
Do you want to hear about me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you really want to hear about me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Done?
Go ahead.
I want to wear this summer is the summer.
Let me guess.
Okay, what?
A dress?
No, I don't want to wear a dress. Do you think I can wear your dress?
I'm sure you can.
How about your wedding dress?
Do you Maybe think too I can big. Fit? Maybe too big.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
That was sad.
But my waist is still 34.
Okay, so what are you going to wear this spring?
Oh, okay. This spring, I'm looking forward to wearing shorter shorts. Shorter shorts. Do you know what I mean? I think the shorter shorts are coming back.
How come short? You just like repeated like shorter shorts.
Because you look at me like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Shorter shorts.
I don't know what you look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about.
You sounded like English, like a practice tape.
Like shorter shorts.
Pronunciation, like shorter short.
Shorter shorts is what I'm looking forward to wearing. I did buy maybe 3 or 4 pairs of shorts. They're not short shorts. One pair is a little bit shorter. But I do find that a lot of the shorts these days are now more tailored. It's a bit more tailored. So it almost looks like skinny jeans, but short, which I love. I'm looking forward to because I work my ass off to lose weight, right? So I, you know, like last... few seasons, most shorts are baggy, like kind of loose, you know, and a little bit longer, but a little bit more loose. Let me see if I have an example in my basket of clothing.
Did you work out while you're losing weight?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, right?
Yes. Why?
I'm just curious. I think exercise is very important too.
Like this.
You were wearing that thing before.
Yeah, I know. But this one's a little bit more loose. Yeah, it's a little bit more. The new one is like kind of tailored.
Ah.
So there's no extra room here. It's like pretty much tight. So very tight fitting girl. I want to know what Pinoy boy thinks about that.
Does he wear really like fashionably?
I don't know. He can be. I know he's aware of it. I don't know if he does. Pinoy boy, can we call you? Are you on your computer, Pinoy boy? Can we call him on Skype or something? But yeah, I, that's what I'm looking forward to wearing. But top though, I what? Because okay, so when I went back to Malaysia, a lot of my shopping done in Malaysia are mostly for summer clothes. Because
more fashionable,
Malaysia is
right? Will look more cute,
a lot more fashionable
than here.
But the thing is, I still can't wear a lot of I don't have you know, I have a lot of loose meat. And my breast is still a little loose, you know.
You need a bra.
I do. I still, but I need to.
But if you work out, it will be muscle.
Right, I'll lose a bit more weight. So I'm very self-conscious about my breasts and my fat on the side. Like I always check my fat on the side. I always touch it and see if my fat is coming out. The front, I don't have a whole lot of front fat, but the side fat, I'm still very, very concerned
about. I know exactly how you feel. Go on.
So I'm not looking forward to wearing nice tops, but I am looking forward to wearing nice bottoms.
Are you planning to lose more weight?
Yes.
Do you think you're gonna look too skinny?
I'm gonna exercise.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yes, but I'm gonna lose more fat. You know, I don't necessarily lose. Not planning on losing.
You
more
might
weight,
gain but. Weight, but you're gonna gain more muscle.
Right, but I definitely have more fat to lose. I know I have more fat to lose.
You just
like my back, you know, there's still a little bit more fat on my waist that I can lose.
I think you're gonna. It's gonna be very quick for you. Like once you sort of work out again.
Yeah,
you'll die, and then like you know, that's good though. You already lost like a bunch of like extra weight.
Extra
weight,
yeah, fat. Yeah.
So that now you're ready to kind of tone yourself.
It's hard.
Oh, you're
gonna
be so nice.
It's hard though.
My goal
for 2011 is to exercise and then lose, because I think I have lost a lot of weight by eating better, but
which is amazing. Because you didn't exercise.
Yes, but now I want to exercise so that I can lose those extra weight that is not like I don't think my. But I'm not really strict though. You know, I haven't been as strict as I did like several months ago when I started my diet.
You mean eating stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
but I'm looking forward to that. Summer clothes. I don't know what the top is. I have something really funny. Boy, what are you doing? Jai, come here. Jai, come here. Oh my gosh, why suddenly there are more people listening?
Good. They like our show.
Boy, come here.
Thank you for coming listening. Sorry if you hear my nose.
I know. I hear it a little bit. So what about you? Okay, so let's test your fashion sense, okay?
I don't have a good fashion sense.
I'm going to open up. You know, if you want to, like for me, I'm cheap. So I have to find like cheap clothing. So I'm going to go and pull up a... Oh boy! My cat just sat on my computer. That's why you hear this noise. Oh my god.
So cute.
Anyway, who's the new listener listening?
Oh my god, so cute.
I think we have one more listener listening. So if you are online, please tell me who you are. If you could send us a message at Ding the Bell.
You're so cute.
Oh, okay. So Ding the Bell said, Pinoy Boy said.
Ding the Bell said.
Pinoy Boy said, I agree, the slim tuxedo shorts are a trend that is here to stay. Yes,
he is
I do.
So good.
I'm looking forward to that. Did you remember that picture that I sent you that you laughed so much? I like that the jacket. Do you?
I didn't.
Why? Does it make me look too skinny?
I didn't like the white outline, wasn't it?
I love the white outline. What are you talking about?
See, I don't have the fashion sense.
But okay, so now to test your fashion sense, I'm going to show you some pictures, and you'll tell me whether or not you like those. If you don't like those, means you're fat.
Okay.
Where are they? Where are my H&M? So these are the clothing, okay? That in the summertime that you will.
H&M. Okay.
Do you not like H&M?
I like it. If I have the body.
Like that? Okay, so summer clothing. Okay, let's look at that. Ladies in stores.
Ooh, I wish I could wear stuff like that.
This? It's a...
Not my style.
Oh, somebody's listening. Gone 55.
Not my style.
Oh! Ooh!
I like...
We have a new listener listening on the way to work. Where are you? Oh, Joshua. Okay, okay. Yeah, that's a new listener.
Oh, thank you.
On the way to work, where are you? Where are you? Are you in Japan? Where are you? Are you in Malaysia? He's listening on my way to work, listening to live stream on my iPad too.
Ooh,
oh, how fancy. Where are you? Are you in the States? Joshua?
Did you just burp at Joshua?
Did it just come out? But anyway, Joshua, thank you for listening. Thank you for saying hi. I like it when people say hi. Ah. Okay, so do you like this clothes?
I like her face.
Oh, can you think? Like that. Like maxi is coming back. Like I would say a very flowy fabric and high waist and long dress, like maxi.
Have to be skinny to wear the stuff like that.
Late 70s, 80s.
Have to be
I kind of agree. Otherwise, it looked like a muumuu.
Looks like a house coat. Looks like a pregnant.
Yeah, that looks like a house. Yeah.
Ooh, I love it.
This one. But, oh, that's the only skinny people can wear this.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why H&M, I don't care about
that. What about this? Can you wear that? No.
When I have body.
Yeah, it's so bitchy, right?
Yeah.
That's all, okay, this one's men. Let's take a look at men's clothing. Oh, like, see, shorts like that. See, oh, that's cute. Isn't it cute? I like it. This is, it's a very bright colored plaid shirt, blue and red, but it's very skinny.
I like it.
And the shorts, see? Like, I shorter, like a little bit more tailored.
Not my style, but I like it.
Okay, good. What do you think I'll look like?
Yeah, I think this is really good on you.
Okay, okay. Uh-huh. Plaid look good.
Yeah,
what about
I think
pants?
Whatever that he had,
uh-huh, it's going to look good,
good on
me.
You. Uh-huh. Okay, good, I can good. See you wearing that.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I love that. What about this? Oh, cute. I like the pants, like rolled up a little bit high.
I think
then,
so, yeah.
Okay, very good. Very bright colored pants, t-shirt, uh-huh, normal. This one?
Actually, this will be really good on you too.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know.
This is like a button up. Shirt with the sleeves kind of.
I like this
up.
One more than the Czech one. Like
okay.
that.
Okay, I yeah. like this one too. Yeah. It's I like a little bit shirt. More formal.
Yeah.
So H&M.
I can see you wearing that.
I'm going to go to H&M soon, so
yeah.
we'll get to check this out. But anyway.
See, only skinny people can wear it. That's the problem.
I know. I like it. Ah. Like, ooh, skinny people. Ooh, look. Look, when do you think is it possible that I will lose all my extra skin on my waist?
Yes. What do you think?
I have never not have fat on my waist. I've always had fat all my life.
Well, it might take a while, but it will get there.
Why is it so hard to lose weight on the fat, on the stomach? On the, not stomach, but the left, the spare tire here?
Because it takes a while to build your muscle.
There's muscle there?
Are you stupid?
Maybe I am. Maybe that's why I'm fat on the waist.
You're gonna lose the skin.
How do I? What, I don't even know what exercise to do to lose the skin.
So, tell me.
Yes.
Maybe after the show.
Yes. Okay.
I want you to tell me.
Yes.
What do you think? What is my ideal weight should be?
Oh, your ideal weight?
My height. I'm 5'5".
I know. We'll look at the BMI chart, but
I know what is BMI already.
Our listener, Joshua, is listening to us from Singapore.
Ah!
Live from Singapore.
Thank you.
Welcome, my live listener from Singapore. Thank you so much for listening.
Joshua, just stay tuned because next week we're going to have video coming up.
Oh, what?
Oh, maybe not next week. But
he's driving. Don't make him crash.
Whenever we record next time.
Wait, how come my clock never stops?
We're going to have the video clip coming up, so yes.
How come my clock never clock? My chicken never.
Oh, 24 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Show's over
already. So, do you want one more show? Do you have to go? One more show?
Let's
do 6:20.
6:30. Maybe. How many we got?
Five.
We
can do six. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
But don't go away yet. Those of you who are listening. those of you who are listening live, don't go away yet because we may actually record another show.
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Just Annabelle is...
It's calling for you.
It's her dinner time. So.
Okay. Anyway, thank you so much, all of you, for listening. So yes. don't hang up yet. We will tell you if we're going to continue recording or not.
Okay.
And those of you who are listening to this, you can leave us comments. I would love to hear from you from Singapore, from Malaysia. I know that there are a lot of new listeners picking up from Malaysia and Singapore because you told me that when I was in Malaysia and Singapore. I was not in Singapore. Yeah, I was in Singapore.
Oh, you were? Okay, but anyway,
I was at the airport.
You can, if you have any comment, question,
yeah,
you
can how
just
can they
write
do that?
To us at dingthebell@gmail.com.
Yeah, dingthebell@gmail.com, or you can go to dingthebell.com, leave us a comment there as well. You can also follow us on Twitter. It's very easy. It's also dingthebell. It's Delta India, November, Golf, Delta, Alpha, Delta, no, shit. Delta, Alpha, Bravo,
Echo,
LimaLima.com. We're actually getting better, aren't we? We're actually, it's coming quicker for me now.
But you're never gonna survive in the military.
Now we have 5 listeners. We should do more shows. We have 5 listeners.
But Annabelle's waiting. Okay, all right, thank you.
Bye. Oh, I gotta find my music. Bye. Ding, ding, ba-ding.